And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We're going to be talking sea bass. We're going to be talking squid. We're going to be talking bluefin tuna, big bluefin tuna, and a lot more. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Llanero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to talk fishing and the best bait tanks in the world? Today is going to be the day to talk about it.
Yes, indeed. So much to talk about with Captain Mark Wish. We get to talk to him every week, of course, on the show and get the fish report, but we can really grind into the
real today's the day.
Today. Yeah,
drill down a little bit.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Pete.
Welcome,
morning.
Rick. Great to have you in the studio here. And, wow, wait a minute. Check the date. Is it really November, mid-November?
Yeah, we're approaching halfway now.
Yeah.
And it just cracks my brain. You know, I was out of town last week, worst week ever. I figured we'd be safe,
you know, sure.
This time of year.
Mid-November.
Yeah. not a good call. My buddy started sending me pictures. I'm, you know, kind of a few miles away, just like, what in the heck are we doing here?
Greasy, calm weather, fish are biting.
Fish are biting.
100-pound bluefins.
100-pounders, another 100-pounder. Just kind of average, you know.
Jeez.
It's just that tuna fishing out there on the Outer Banks and Outer Islands, and even local. Yesterday, that stuff bit pretty good locally. Again,
well,
the elephant.
Locally?
Well, right out, like 277, 209, in that area. There's fish on the mackerel bank. There's last weekend, there was 4 miles of fish, yellowfin tuna, above the west end of Catalina. Huge amounts.
Crazy.
And we know that because the guys that have been fishing marlin on the Osborne, there's still a lot of marlin on the Osborne, at least last weekend there was. You know, the guys coming home were running into all this tuna fish above the west end of Catalina, that, you know, 15 to 25 pound yellowfin. And then that stuff bit one of the boats, I think it was the Western Pride, Davies Auker. They did a long 3/4 day trip. They had almost 20 of that nice yellowfin yesterday.
That's
wow.
Crazy.
You know, and these are guys that aren't really geared up for tuna fishing. And, you know, that's a good score. They look like 30 to land whatever. I think it was 19 fish.
Still marlin around?
Still marlin around, yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty selectively. The last, I haven't heard of anything around Catalina or the east end of Clemente, which, you know, we'd fished them there about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, at the east end of Clemente. It's a pretty good spot of fish, but that stuff looked like it's pretty much gone. But there was quite a bit of fish up on the Osborne last weekend. There was, and interestingly enough, one of the boats, I think the guys on the Pacific Pioneer, got a satellite tag in one of those fish.
Oh, cool.
Whoa. Yeah. So we're going to see where those late season guys go to, which will be really interesting.
Yeah, that's
rad. Mexico fish or Hawaii fish like we had a lot of last year. So, yeah, there's still some marlins around. And, you know, it's been pretty decent weather all weeks. And there's a lot of bait up on the bank. And the waters are still in the 60s and clean. So I don't imagine they've gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a satellite phone call yesterday from Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. He was down on Thetis Bank on his boat on his way to Cabo. And he was just giddy about the marlin fishing down there.
That,
he
said they're just, getting them.
He said there's just everywhere you look, just meatballs of fish. He said you'd go up a meatball and you'd see 15, 20 marlin just smacking through it.
Isn't that
so
crazy?
Rad, like,
and
yeah.
He said
so
just,
rad.
And he says as far as you could see, just spots and spots and spots everywhere.
That is this
hundreds and hundreds of marlin running around.
That is just so good to hear.
Oh, really?
Because,
fantastic.
You know, once in a while, conditions are such that, you know, we see some of that. You know, we're, you know, kind of on the upper end of the range normally, but it's good that volume of fish is still around.
Yeah, let's just hope that the long line guys don't get hints on it and get in there, right?
There's always that.
Yeah.
There's always that, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
But it's good to see that stuff coming back like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I got
good tuna fishing that the Western Outdoor News Tournament had and all that. Yeah, it's good stuff down south.
And giant ones for the long range fleet.
Yeah.
You're starting to see that lower banks kicking out those unbelievable. I mean, I know that there was a big 300-pounder. I think it was like a 330 that the Independents got down in the lower banks. I mean, there's legitimate giant ones down there right now,
like,
which is great.
Real deal giant fishing.
Which is great for guys going on the 10-day trips, as if the wide-open wahoo fishing that the guys have been having wasn't enough and still continues to be fantastic. Now you've got the element of catching, just as big a tuna as a guy could ever hope to tangle with.
Yeah.
10-day season that is going on right now and continuing to is just off to the best start I can remember.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to what we're saying.
And it's November.
Yeah. And it's November. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Some of you guys out there think that the season's over.
Yeah. It's wild right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy. So wherever you go right now, it's time to go fishing, right?
It is time to go fishing.
And one thing you need on your boat when you do go fishing is a really good bait tank. And Mark, you produced the best bait tank. And there's much more to a bait tank. It's a system, right?
It's a system.
And that's the key.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I got a quick story for you. I had years, and this was like 10 years ago. We had a customer with a 60-foot Ocean that they bought the boat in Mexico. The thing was pretty much destroyed. So a whole crew of guys were putting it back together. I put back together kind of the bait system and some of the other plumbing underneath the back deck. And this was 10 years ago. And we put a 140-gallon tank on it with an AC pump and a DC pump and strainers and a whole bunch of stuff. And then I've seen the boat around here from time to time and through different owners. And one of the owners told me they were taking the tank off, which I didn't understand. And then I didn't hear anything of it for several years. Well, it turns out that one of my friends, Willie, who's good friends with Daryl that had that Radovich. He's running that boat as we speak, going to Cabo. So he called me up when he got in contact with the guy that, you know, was going to buy the boat. He goes, hey, well, this thing had a tank on it, but we need a tank. And this was just a very short amount of time ago. We are really busy. It takes a long time to build a big custom tank and all that. Well, lo and behold, I had that exact tank that was on his boat, but brand new, with windows, with rod racks, all that for another customer that for various reasons it wasn't going to fit on his boat. We had to build him something else. So here I'm sitting here with a perfect tank that was on that boat. So I go down and look at it, and all the pumps and plumbing from 10 years ago is still there. Everything's still fine. All we had to do was just drop this tank on the guy's boat, hook up some hoses, caulk the seam, and he's back in business, and we're right back where we were 10 years ago.
That's cool. That's way cool.
One of those one in a million stories. But, yeah, it is a whole system, and this guy was a perfect example because we had manifolds, AC pump, DC pump, you know, bait lights and all
that. So now what's
stuff.
That all about? On bigger boats with generators, you can put an AC and a DC system on it?
We usually do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So why?
Because most of the time on a boat like that, you know, guys with, like, boats of your size, 36 feet, you don't have to run your generator all the time because you got an inverter that'll handle a lot of your AC needs if you don't want to run the generator, even though you have one. On a big boat, they got so much stuff that you got generators running all the time.
Yeah.
So you might just as well run an AC pump and save your DC and your battery system for, you know, times at night when you want to turn the generator off. You know, like if you go into Avalon, you can't run a generator all night. So you got to have a DC system on there. But most of the time they run it on the AC pump.
Yeah.
And that runs wash down, tuna tubes, bow bait tank, everything runs off of one pump, and you're still dumping some of the excess over the side.
You can put some massive pump that runs on AC that just handles everything.
Yeah. We use modified pool pumps on those bigger rigs, and they pump a lot of water.
Pump a lot of water.
A lot of water.
Yeah. So you have to control it probably.
Yeah, we run them through manifolds, and then a lot of times we even put a bypass to dump excess water over the side.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on the pump requirements. But, yeah, those bigger boats, you know, it gets a lot more complicated.
Yeah, for sure. And you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be doing that stuff hands-on, although I'm finding it a hard time to, you know, I haven't found anybody good to do it yet, although I'm looking. Listen out there, guys. I'm looking. I need some help.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, that's what we do. That's part of what we do.
Yeah, that's great.
The
so
manifold system is what's so cool, and you know, Mark has such a good vision, and like that was the story with our boat. I mean, he just looked at it, and you can see in just 2 seconds the wheels turn. That guy just knows bait, and just this is what we're gonna do, and pumps, and you know, he's so good at moving water and backups and everything else that he's just a wizard when it comes to it.
Yeah. Now you have backup pumps on yours when you need. That's when you need a manifold system. When you have backups for the backup and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Right.
Instead of changing, you know, back in the old day on our old boat, if and when the bait pump died, we, you know, our quick system was, you know, we already had butt connectors, so we just pulled the old one out, and now literally you just turn a valve and press another switch because there's two pumps that are already plumbed to go, and on the rare chance that something does have a problem, you turn one pump off and you close that valve and you open up another valve and you turn the other pump on, and your bait doesn't even slow down. Your pump starts making a funky noise, why take a chance? We'll just kick the other one on and be safe.
Yeah. Good deal. That's a good system to have even on no matter what size boat you have, right?
Yeah, if as long as you have the room for it. Obviously, this stuff takes some space, and but and most of the time there is room, not always, but most of the time, and we'll figure it out however we can. Yeah.
Now, what about we're coming up on sea bass season, and of course you kind of claim to fame is this mythical creature called the white sea bass,
famous white sea bass,
and you've written the books about it. You've lectured about it, done all kinds of things about catching squid and sea bass at Catalina Island.
Well, that part's all true, and we've done that for many, many years. I mean, I remember one of my first ever squidding trips on the backside of Catalina with a Coleman. And see, we thought we were state-of-the-art because some of the Coleman lanterns had single mantles. We had a double mantle.
Oh,
yeah,
really putting the light out.
Yeah. Really going.
But you know what? This is with my good friend Ed Martin, who my mentor and my dad, and we would tie a gaff across the transom of the boat with the hook up, and we would hang the handle of the lantern in the hook of the gaff and tie it in there, and hopefully the boat wasn't rolling too much because it wasn't a real stable system, but we would float that stuff up. You could walk on it sometime, but, this is like a long time ago, and there were no seiners and light boats, and there was a lot of squid around and a lot of sea bass and stuff to catch with them, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
So cool. That's so. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
That is pretty amazing. And how are things changed today?
Oh, my God. Today, we have the most incredible light technology. And what's really nice for the smaller boats that have DC power only is we've got these wonderful LED lights, both green and white, where they draw next to no power whatsoever and give you quite a bit of light. I mean, it's not like, being a light boat. But, for your average guy wanting to go catch some bait, these green hydroglow underwater lights, they work just fine. Many times I never turned the generator on and put my big light on. But I've also got a 400-watt metal halide underwater light that is custom-made, and it just makes the impossible happen sometimes. It's just a lot of light.
That
runs on a generator.
Yeah, why is more light better?
It just attracts the bait.
Uh-huh.
And on some nights you can get away with next to none, next to no light at all. I mean, I've had nights at Catalina, right where they're catching the bait right now, up inside the West End there, where I turned off all the lights and I still had a full float in the loom of the cabin lights, just going out through the cabin windows, just hitting the water.
Wow.
The squid were floating in that. And those are wonderful nights because you dip your crowder in, you got however many scoops you can hold.
And be careful not to put too much in your crowder
exactly.
When you lift it up kind of night.
Yeah. One crowd, one and done. It's just like that. That's a beautiful thing. But it's not often like that. Some nights, you got to work your butt off. Like when that little bit of squid was in Pyramid Cove here a month or so ago, and we were fishing that squid to go fish out there on desperation with it. That was tougher fishing between the mackerels and the seals. They're just chasing that stuff all over the place. And there, drifting was working a little better instead of anchoring. And you're just picking one, two squid as they flash by with, six seals hot on their tail trying to eat them. That's the opposite side of that. I mean, those full float nights are wonderful, but doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most time it takes a pretty good amount of light. And most of the time, those hydroglows for the small boat fleet, they work fine. I mean, I sold a couple of the four-footers not too long ago to a couple of our top charter boats down here for them wanting to have an underwater light so they could go into the cove with no lights on. So you get just a tiny little jump on the seal population.
Yeah, sure.
Because you go in there with all the lights blazing, and, that's just like ringing the dinner bell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Drop the anchor. Here it comes.
Yeah. So if you go in there dark and then you put an underwater light in the water and then turn it on, you get a little break from the seals.
Yeah.
A little break.
Smart. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah. those things, they are just absolutely relentless, and they're smart.
Yeah.
And they got it all figured out very well.
No doubt about it.
When I was a kid, every seal knew the effective range of a 30-30.
Unfortunately, can't do that anymore.
No, I cannot do that anymore.
I wish we could.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding, man. So much fun having Mark Wish in here, and so much to talk about, from fishing and boats and bait tanks and everything in between. We're going to have a great time. Tackle the whole line. It is going to be a lot of fun today. Boy, we'd love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways that you can do so. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. 1090. Not only will we be taking your phone calls, answering all kinds of great questions today, we have also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a 3-quarter-day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. I know those guys had a great day yesterday, good yellowtail fishing, good rockfish fishing, so if you want to get in, a 3-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego is going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your chance to talk to the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, and your shot at winning that great three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego, only line still available is our toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090.
You bet. Everything else is almost full, so you better jump on it while you can there. Hey, you know, big news on the Shelter Island launch ramp
cool.
boat facility. They're gearing up. They're going to start right after, of course, the Bay Bass Tournament in January. And this Thursday, November 17th, in the Port Administration Building, which is right there on Pacific Highway, they're having an informational open house meeting about the launch ramp. If you have questions about it, timing, what it's going to look like, everything else, 5:30 to 7:00. And that's this Thursday, November 17th. If you want to learn everything about that launch ramp, I know our friend Bill, who's been very good about keeping us informed about what's going on down there, will be there, as well as all the project people will be there. So that's this Thursday at the Port Administration Building on Pacific Highway, which is right next to the airport there, 5:30 to 7 p.m.
That's so cool that you and obviously that guy and the gentleman Bill are keeping everybody informed. I mean, it's just how often projects like that happen, and all of us just kind of speculate and have no idea, and just that we've been able to keep up with the entire process so far. Yeah. It's been really cool.
Yeah, hats off to the port for keeping the people informed.
Yeah.
That's going to change life down here for a year.
You're not kidding.
Now, are they just making it wider? Or are they taking that little breakwater thing away? Or what?
All of the above.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Not necessarily wider, but it's going to be bigger inside.
That is
the breakwater.
Tight in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many props have been lost inside there?
Yeah, this
is something that needs to happen.
Yeah, and it's happening, and but it's going to take almost a year, and there's going to be real interruptions on being able to launch your boat there. So,
well, it's nice that they're going to start it at this time of year.
Yes.
You know, not like some of these civic. It's like, oh, let's do this in the middle of summer.
Yeah,
you know, because we got some scheduling.
It is going to go through summer.
Oh boy!
And
what they're
going to do is they're closing it until summertime comes, and they're going to open one lane to launch boats in the summer, just to accommodate people during the summer. One lane.
But at least you got that nice ramp at Mission Bay.
Got great ramps at Mission Bay right next to Dana Landing, so that would be the best alternative.
Yep.
Yeah, and really, there's not a lot else in San Diego Bay until you go down to, like, Chula Vista, right?
I mean, it's doable. Is it going to suck for us? Yes, no doubt about it. Yeah. But you know what? We've got 1 year of dealing with it, and in the meantime, put your boat at Konakai and don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Get a slip in the water at the Konakai.
Exactly.
Yeah, before they're all gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into the boat. Phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. We're going to start off this morning with my buddy Gus calling us from Burbank. Gus, good morning. Thanks for calling us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Hey, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Hey, Mark, you know my boat. I have a 26-foot skipjack, it was built back in the 20th century there. And back then, I guess, the way to go was to have a couple of 30-gallon bait tanks on the swim step. That's what I have. I'm wondering, what kind of investment would it be to convert over to a Pacific Edge custom tank inboard?
You know, that 26 skipjack, Gus, that's a nice boat.
Yeah.
And amazingly, we're doing a couple tanks right now for guys with 26s. So we've got a 60-gallon double that I think is going to fit on there. We got kind of a 55-gallon single. Either one of those would be a good choice for that size of boats. And, you know, since you've got the through hull and the bait pumps already in there, that, you know, and the wiring for those, that helps on the installation. So, you know, you're probably going to be with tank and parts and pieces and such, you know, about $3,000 would be your major investment. But you're going to like that a whole lot better than dealing with bait bags.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I feel it now, you know, just reaching over the rail, you know, looking for the right bait. You know, it's a challenge.
Yep.
So, the boat would ride nicer and everything else about it would be great. And I was just wondering what it would cost me.
Yeah.
There is no replacement for a good bait system. And I can't tell you, especially in the tackle store all summer long, I can't tell you when the bait is slightly more stressed in the summertime, whether it's just busy and the bait doesn't have as much time to cure out in the tanks or whatever, the difference in hearing one guy's complaint about, oh, our bait was no good, and the next guy standing right next to him that fished the same day, they got bait out of the same box, and our bait was fine. It's the difference of having the right system and the right tank. And, I mean, I cannot say it enough times. You know, well, I would, like, snicker to myself, like, man, I fished the same day you did. You know, I was out yesterday also.
And
we got our bait out of the same tank, but it lived in a good tank with appropriate water flow and appropriate – it's the difference.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about your investment in how much, you know, you're taking your time off of work and the fuel you're putting in the boat and the time you got to go. And let's face it, you know, we only have so many windows when the fish are biting and you're not working and you can go to have the, I mean, that's the way we catch our fish is live bait. You know, Southern California is a live bait fishery. Like, how do you not make the investment for the best bait system possible?
No doubt about it. Hey, Gus, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Mark, Rick brought up an important point. Flow. What is the right flow on a bait tank?
You know, for the way we do our inlet systems, most of the time, you know, filling that tank in that 6, 7, 8 minute range works fine. The key is to pump a decent amount of water through the tank and not disturb the bait in the process. You know, and we typically set the flow to go counterclockwise. That's the consensus. And but not get that water swirling around. You know, I remember years ago at Fred Hall show, there was a guy selling plastic trash can type of tanks, and he was advertising the vortex flow, and he had a picture of his tank literally looking like a whirlpool. And I'm thinking, man, that's a cool looking picture, but your bait's not liking that very much. He's just like wiping them out. Yeah, so you just got to move the water through the tank and not disturb the bait in the process. You got to change that water out often enough. So that, you know, the 6, 7, 8 minute range works fine for that.
When you say that 6, 7, or 8 minute, what does that refer to?
The from the time you turn your pump on and water is coming into your tank to the time that you got water running out of the drain going back over the side. It's just it's an easy way to get a general sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, guys call me up, they ask me that question. You know, my bait's not living. What's the problem? And first thing I ask them, how long does it take to fill up? And sometimes it's because they've got like a 20-gallon plastic tank hooked to an AC pump that they've got in their boat, and it fills in like 21 seconds. I go, dude, you're washing the scales off of that.
So what do you do to correct that?
Well, ideally, you're setting up your system with the proper sized pump to begin with, because not, you know, you can restrict pumps down, and the kind of pumps that we use, generally you can restrict them with no problem. But the best way is to just have a pump that matches the size of your tank. And we're very fortunate today that we have lots of options. And so we've got all different sizes of, you know, AC and DC pumps.
So one that's 500 gallons per minute versus one that's 200 gallons per minute.
Yeah,
or 700
like that,
gallons per
that
minute.
500-gallon size is typically a small boat, short run, like, you know, under 6 feet. Not raising the water up real high and to a tank that's, you know, 20, 25 gallons. That's where that 500 pump typically comes into play.
Yeah.
And they rate that 500 at the pump with no hose and no head pressure. So that's the most it's ever going to put out. But by the time you put it in a system with some head pressure, which is the height of the water above the pump, and the restrictions of running through a hose and going through fittings and making bends, it slows down substantially.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I was wondering that because, you know, we have an 1,100-gallon-per-hour pump, and in my mind, it's like, that's so much. But you don't think about all that, like you say, all that pressure. When your tank's 3.5, 4 feet tall, that's a lot of pressure pushing that it's got to push water up into.
Yeah, because you're measuring that from the height of the top of that water. So
that's
all part of the formula. And small boats, you know, the deck level is very close to your water line, so it's not too much of an issue that way. But on bigger boats, like on bow tanks, the water that's in the tank is already 7 feet above the water line just because of the tank sitting up on the bow on a bigger boat. So that's all stuff that, you know, we figure into it. But we're so fortunate today, just like with electronics, you know, we got electronics and parts and pieces to do anything that you could ever want to do. And, you know, we pretty much got the same thing with the bait deal. You know, we got good stuff today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump back to those jam-packed phones, Rick.
We got it. We got a first-time caller in Troy who's calling from Oxnard. And first-time callers always go to the front of the line. That's the case for Troy. Good morning, Troy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, Troy.
Hey, so I just want to do a quick shout-out. Man, I did a charter right here out of Oxnard on Tucker McComb's boat, the Outrider. Man, nobody showed up. So if anybody wanted to come down here right quick, whatever they want to pay, I'll take it. It don't matter. $40 for the trip. It'll be a full-day trip we're supposed to do. But I just wanted to throw that out there because, man, people let me down.
You're waiting right now to go, man. The weather's beautiful and the fish are biting.
Oh, man. And that's such a nice boat.
Yeah,
he's such a good fisherman.
Yeah.
Is he going to take you down to Tanner Bank and fish that bluefin?
Oh, I think we're going out to Channel Islands, but I don't know. We're just going to go where the fish is at. So
there you go. All right. Well, if somebody just show up down at Oxnard, huh?
Hook's Landing, Hook's Landing, and I'm going to, you know, give another half hour, then we're going to take off, but if anybody can just, if right here in the area, show up,
There you go.
On the boat for whatever you want to pay for.
All right. Perfect.
Good luck, Troy.
Good luck. Hope you get them. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right. Now, that's the first time
I know.
Right?
I'm out of here, Pete.
Been doing this 25 years, and I don't think anybody said, come on down, let's go fishing.
Yeah, I'll take you fishing.
Like right now.
That's such a nice boat. And, they are absolutely conking those lingcods up there.
Yeah.
And because I think he's up there north now for a while. And there's some of that yellowtail around Anacapa. One of my customers was telling me that it's really good yellowtail fishing up there.
Oh. So,
and a little bit of sea bass.
Oh. You
don't want to get there yet.
Okay. It's a little early, right?
A little early.
All right. When do you start talking sea bass serious?
You know, it's just hard to think about fishing sea bass and everything that goes along with that when we still got marlin and yellowfin tuna and all this big bluefin tuna.
True.
All, you know, around to be catching. But, you know, those sea bass are around. Yeah. I mean, there's been some fish caught at Catalina. Mm. And it's like, little squid showing up.
Yeah.
You know, it's
not that time. You're just not in the sea bass mode.
Not when there's 100-pound bluefin. No, I mean, if that is ever in the picture, you can't.
It's just looking at some of these pictures. My God.
Okay, wait a minute, Rick. Would you rather go catch or a 60-pound sea bass right now? Right now, if you had to say, I can guarantee you a 100-pound sea bass or a 100-pound bluefin or a 60-pound sea bass tomorrow.
I'm going bluefin fishing.
Are you?
You'd have to.
I get it, Pete. I know what you're saying, because it's not like either of those two things come around often. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to catch smaller bluefin in your lifetime? Of course you are. Are you going to catch smaller sea bass? Of course you are. But those are two, like, pinnacle numbers.
Yeah.
A 60-pound sea bass and a 100-pound bluefin.
What about you, Mark?
I'd have to go with Ricky. I mean, I'd opt for that bluefin
now
because we got a long sea bass season coming
up
here.
Exactly.
And when's the next time a 100-pound bluefin's going to swim into our waters?
Well, hopefully it's a lot
because
I think the bluefin experts are saying that the water setup that has brought this fish looks like it's able to last 3 to 5 more years. And, God, those fish just grow so fast.
Yeah.
With that, all that said, though, I do miss sea bass fishing. You know, and our tuna fishing has been so good these last couple of years. And I know that there's been that, like, just like Mark was saying, there's good sea bass fishing above our San Diego little home right here. But, like, at least for us in San Diego, there's not been a lot of sea. And I miss it. Like, I do miss our, you know, anchor up nighttime, you know, cool afternoon, get out after work and get on the boat and anchor up and catch your sea bass. I miss that for sure. So I hope as the water does, if it does or doesn't, you know, give us a cooler cycle, I hope that we get another shot at that because I miss it. That's fun fishing.
See, this cycle, you mentioned cycle. I was just reading some stuff the other day here. You know, we had the big El Nino, definitely.
Yeah.
And typically big El Ninos are followed by deep and cool La Niñas. Well, we didn't go there. We went barely into La Niña territory. It's barely hanging on La Niña and forecasted to go neutral soon. So if you've got the water down the tropics where all this stuff happens, you know, essentially neutral, and this warm bias that we've had for years with this other thing called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, it's just looking like our setup is perfect for more good tuna fishing.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
I miss it, but that doesn't mean I need to get back tomorrow. I'll take this yellowfin and bluefin fishing that we've had the last couple of years. I'll take that for the rest of my life and never have a problem with it. This has been so much fun.
Last year we had, you know, kind of about this time when, you know, things were winding down a little bit, and then we had this resurgence of fish. And I think it was Danny I was talking to, or the other guy, Jeff, that does a lot of the fish dope reports, they think that was fish that was moving back down from up above us. And we got a lot of good water up above us. So we're probably going to have a whole nother go-round of that stuff when it starts trickling back this way.
Okay, we'll take it.
Right.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Mario calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Hey, Mario, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. And just by the way, I was out the other day. I got one of those 100-pounders. It was pretty sweet, man.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Nicely gone.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, have you ever designed a bait tank? I saw Yellowfin Yacht has one. It fills all the way up, and there's no air above the water. It completely goes up to the lid. And so when these guys are doing 30, 40 knots, there's zero slosh in the tank. And I was wondering if you've ever designed a bait tank like that.
Not exactly like that, but we do the same thing with taking our standard design where we have the return on the combing coming down inside the tank, you know, 4 inches or so. Then we which would normally leave you an air bubble up inside there. So we can foam fill that air bubble when we make the tank. So that eliminates the slosh in there. And then make a splash guard to cover the opening. So it's essentially dropping the whole thing down to the water level that's in the tank normally. So we get at that same exact thing, but a slightly different direction.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
And it makes a big difference.
I'll bet it does.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, so you can customize tanks for individuals' needs.
We do.
Needs.
Yeah.
And again, that's I keep going back to it. That's what when we bought our tank, we literally just, you know, Mark knows bait. I don't know bait. I don't know tanks. I don't know systems. But I know that Mark does. And when we brought our boat to him, it was blank canvas. You tell us what the best thing for our boat is, and that's what we want, you know. And every need and different and capacity and everything else is different, you know. Let somebody that's what they do do the right thing.
You've put a lot of bait tanks on Parkers from West Coast, I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We do a lot of Parkers.
I know Kevin works a lot with you.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, and Parkers are good because, you know, early on when I was working with the dealer down here, the famous Rob Sanford, I hope you're listening, buddy. Man, we had some good times together. But we work with the Parker guys to make it easier to install the tanks because you got to, you know, run the drain hose underneath the deck, and if there isn't access for it, that becomes an issue. And now it's easy. Yeah. So, Parkers are great. I love doing tanks on Parkers. We've done so many of them, and it's just, you know, they're just fishy machines. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I'd never sold my boat.
You see how that is?
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I asked Mark Wish during the break, what is the ultimate Shimano reel for sea bass and rod setup?
Well, I would have to say, and you know, it's hard to say with Shimano because they have so much cool stuff. But, you know, for the average setup, I think a Torium 20 would be a really good choice. Or if you got a few extra bucks laying around, you know, Trinidad. But that Torium 20 would be my choice. You'd put 65 braid on it, and then you can fish 25, 30, 40, 50-pound, well, not so much 50, but up to 40-pound top shot comfortably on that reel so you can fish sea bass in the wintertime and go out there and fish some of this yellowfin and bluefin and, you know, school size.
Yeah.
And then you can match that up with one of those new black Terramar rods. They've got such really nice actions now, all with reel seats, so you don't got to worry whether you're into clamps or not. And
8-foot rod?
You've got 8-foot, you know, it's probably the all-around rod. You know, you got some of those 8.6 ones now. They got some of the 7.6 ones. They really, really listened to us guys on the West Coast and built us some really cool West Coast stuff. Yeah.
Terramar.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
Check it out at your local tackle store or check out Shimano.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have the guru of bait tanks, sea bass, just fishing in general, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. And we talked about that Shimano gear. If somebody comes into Pacific Edge, you have all that stuff, right?
We do.
You're going to set them up with the right stuff.
Yeah.
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 Is that place on Bolsa Chica and Edinger?
I think we should do that, BolsaChicaEdinger.com.
Well,
but, yeah, we've been there for many, many years. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
It's a great location.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. It's funny. I just spent a few days in the Keys with my brother-in-law, John, and he lives in Cleveland. He's always talking about Bolsa Chica and Edinger.
Next to the Chevron station.
Next to the Chevron station. So, by gosh, when he comes to California, I'll have to take him to Bolsa Chica.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right, let's jump into the phones.
Well, the phones literally are packed up. We have one line open to the building. Literally only one if you want to get through. That's 877-792-1090. We're going to jump back into the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Mike, your expert novice.
All right.
Regarding those white sea bass, what's the standard rigging, like with weight and wet pound test line, and if you have squid or if you don't have squid, and where can you catch them around San Diego?
That's a multi-pronged, very long and complicated question. Yeah. Well, in terms of San Diego, you know, Ricky's the guy to talk to because I'm more of a Orange County, Catalina Island type guy. But there's some really good sea bass fishing down here in San Diego, mostly when some squid's around, which there isn't too much right at the moment, but hopefully that'll change soon. And then, you know, probably that average setup is an 8-foot rod, kind of a medium heavy to perhaps heavy with, like, I was just talking, that Torium 20 is a great reel, 65 braid. 40-pound top shot would be perfect for what we've seen the last few years because we've seen a very large amount of very large sea bass here coastally these past few years. Now, you know, and that may change. It's a cyclical thing, and, you know, what we've seen, you know, this past few may change. But there's a lot of really big ones around, so fishing that heavier tackle is definitely the way to go. And then most of the time, when you're fishing live squid, you got a sliding egg sinker, half, three-quarters, 1 ounce, like that, and then, you know, maybe a 4.0, 5.0, 6.0 hook of several different brands. You know, I fish a lot with Owner. The Aki Twist is like one of the top hooks that we use. And we also fish lead heads, although less than we used to because the hook straightened out on some of these big ones. So I'd stay with a single hook and a sliding egg sinker and a couple live squid pinned on it and hang on, man. Hopefully they get going, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, the water's warm and there's not much squid around. And, you know, it's not the time right now, but it's the kind of thing guys tell me in my store, oh, the season's over. I don't think so, dude. This, you know, the sea bass thing is mostly a wintertime thing, spring, you know, early summer like that. So we got all winter to fool around with these things.
Typically right around Fred Hall, Long Beach time in March. That's about when we're going sea bass fishing, right? Or wishing we were going sea bass fishing.
But you got to watch the guys talk about squid. Squid's the key to that sea bass fishing. They follow that squid.
And we'll keep you in tune right here because Mark tells us every week, every Saturday, he does a report. Just stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll keep you posted.
The one constant thing you can talk about a sea bass rig is they're inconsistent. You know, if they're sometimes you're on the surface, sometimes they're bottom. So you just got to stay flexible, and that's it.
Time on the water.
You got it, bro.
And read the book.
Read the book.
Yeah, which is
In the Gray.
In the Gray. and hard to find, but you can find it, right?
Oh, no. They're
available now.
Yeah, they're available now.
Okay.
And
in various tackle stores.
Yeah, but I wrote the book about how to fish sea bass at Catalina, but the tackle and techniques for fishing sea bass work anywhere.
And it works. And that book is so full of information. If you want to learn about sea bass fishing, get the book.
I was talking about, you know, a question this morning, and Pete just looked at me and he's like, dude, read the book.
He goes, that's all in there.
Read the book.
He gave it all up.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Great, Frank. Good morning.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know if for our people out there that might be interested in going to Guadalupe. The next trip, November 17th, on the Shogun has a couple of spots left.
Whoa.
And
oh, boy.
Then there's December 10th and December 17th also have a couple of spots. So if anybody's interested in going to Guadalupe in the next 6 weeks, please give us a call. We got room on the Shogun.
Oh, man. Those guys run such a great operation. We had such a fabulous trip with them, and the fish are there. They're biting. That's been the first opportunity to fish Guadalupe all year with availability, right, Frank?
That is correct. And, you know, the fishing has slowed down a little bit out there, but the fish are still there, and I really believe it's going to come back and bite well. You know, yesterday was a slow day. The day before, Jonathan had 23 nice fish, and he didn't get there till the afternoon, and along with a handful of yellowtail. So, you know, I think it's going to come back strong, but you know, even when you have to scratch at it, it's still a beautiful place to fish.
It is such a great adventure.
If I remember right, too, last year, I believe the after Thanksgiving, like those late November, December trip, was some of the best fishing of the entire year down there. I mean, obviously, everything bites and waves and things that, but certainly good timing. If I remember right, when the Shogun was down there, and like after Thanksgiving into the December trips was the best biting trips they had.
Some of the best fishing we had last year was after Christmas. And the Shogun and the Royal Polaris were on 5-day trips, which is you know, cutting your time short at Guadalupe, but they just kicked the living daylight.
That's cool, fish. Frank. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. All right, so how do we get, if we want one of those spots, how do we get on it?
619-226-8030.
And are those all 6-day trips, Frank?
Yes, they are 6-day trips, and Jen is in here in the office ready to take some calls.
Better jump on it right now.
Do that,
thanks,
man.
Captain
that
Frank.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Appreciate that
you,
very
Frank.
Much. You know, if you want to see that experience, I did a little YouTube video of our experience at Guadalupe a few weeks ago on our website, hookup1090.com, on our YouTube channel, just upper right corner, top front page. You'll see a red icon. Click on that. That takes you right to our YouTube channel. Better yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll post stuff up there, but kind of gives you the gist of what an amazing place that is to fish. And I hadn't been there in 10 years, and man, I can't wait to go back.
That island is so impressive. You know, you really learn how to angle for tuna fish. Then you're sitting there,
you're saying it right there.
On the angle.
Yeah.
Sitting there on the anchor, fly line and baits, super clear water. They can see what's going on. They're picky, man.
Yeah.
That's such good fish.
And that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
It's not just drop it in and you catch one or you get lucky. Well, yeah, you get lucky. But, man, if the harder you angle, the better chances you're going to have.
Funny how that works out, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's indeed. Hey, I want to tell you about a lot of trips, speaking of that, of which we have updated our Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. And I've updated new trips. We have a couple of trips to Cedros Adventures next year.
Yeah.
One in the end of June. And one at the end of July, two absolutely prime time dates that Jeff saved for us over there, and we're ready to go. And those are 5-day trips. You fly in on Monday, you fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fly home on Friday. It's such a great experience. So those are posted right now. We also posted our 2017 date for our sold-out Shogun trip, which I can't believe there's still some spots available. But that's on November 4th. I'll be going on that trip again and actually leaving on the day of Tackle Day, right after we do the broadcast
nice.
Of Tackle Day. We'll be jumping on the Shogun and going on our 6-day trip on the Shogun to, hopefully, Guadalupe Island. Still spots available on that. It just opened up yesterday to the public. Everybody that was on the trip gets first shot, and there was a few people that had to change dates and such like that. So there are a few spots available on that Shogun trip. And then also, our Journeyman sport fishing trip in January has one spot left.
Oh, okay.
January 15th, one spot left. That's a 2.5-day on the Journeyman out of Puerto Vallarta. And then Three spots left on Rick's March trip, mid-March, 3.5-day trip on the Journeyman at Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Three spots left on Rick's trip in there. So all the spots are available. You better jump on these as they do sell out very quickly. On the website, hookup1090.com, trips page, check it out. They're all updated and ready to roll. Three different chances to go to Alaska, by the way. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Four spots left on that trip.
Get out of here.
That's it. Four spots left, and then the lodge is full. We're done. So if you want to go to Kingfisher in June, better check out those dates and jump on it because that is almost sold out. Whalers Cove, same thing, just a few spots left. We have five spots left on our Katmai Lodge trip in August. So things are booking up.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you want to go, you better jump on it. It's all on our website, hookup1090.com. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Why don't we talk to Rich, who's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'm hoping maybe for some help from Mark. I've got a 12-foot skiff that I use an ice chest for a bait tank that we're filling up with bait that we bring up on a sabiki rig. So we're only talking about, you know, just maybe a dozen or so pieces of bait. And I've tried all kinds of bubbler applications, like the things you buy off the shelf at Walmart. You know, you put a couple of D batteries in them. But those things aren't reliable. And I'm wondering, what do you think about a bubbler system that would run off of a 12-volt battery or something like that? Or would I be better off plumbing it with a pump? Because I've got to be able to take this thing in and out and have room for my fish kill box and my another ice chest for lunch.
Well, that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse because mostly what we're doing is a little bit bigger setups. But I think the company is baitalive.com, and they've got it's an East Coast company, I believe, and they've got a huge amount of aerator systems because they use a lot of that on the East Coast. And they would have something that would work off of, you know, a regular 12-volt battery. And I know exactly what you're talking about, those little aerators. You know, we sell a lot of them for guys catching a handful of smelt, putting them in a bucket and taking them down to fish halibut in the surf. And, you know, they're, you know, marginal, as I think you found out.
I'm barely alive.
Yeah. Barely alive, exactly. Yeah. But there, if you do a search for bait tank aerators on the internet, I think you'll find some stuff that would work fine for you. And the amount of bait you're catching would probably, you know, be kept alive by an aerator okay. And beyond that, you're going to need to step up to a bait pump where you're pumping water out of the ocean, you know, and through it.
Circulating water is key to keeping your bait alive.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's just you got to change the water.
Yeah. Yeah, you get too many baits in there and you're not changing the water, they just kind of stew in their own juices and then it's over.
And it's over. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there in the Baja. It is time for the Catch Report from Cast Tours. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cassman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, and Mark.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, Pedro.
You see?
Just got back from a nice long drive on the Baja Highway. Went down 10 days ago down for our annual Wahoo Rumble at San Jose del Cabo. And man, I'll tell you, the Wahoo were there. It was quite a Wahoo bite going on for those 3 days. Just about everybody on the trip brought back some nice Wahoo fillets.
Cool.
Nice. I mean, really nice, great fish. I'd say they were all between 30 and 45 pounds. Some boats, 3, 4, and 5 a day. And, wow. Like I said, it was, probably one of the best Wahoo rumbles that we've, experienced in a few years. But,
fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
That's great, Cass.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it was good, you know, and we're primarily, some were taken on the lures, you know, such as the Rapala X-Wraps, but bait seemed to be the best thing. They were, we were getting Chewilly on the Gordo. It's kind of a small mackerel with a small mouth, but those are candy for the Wahoo, and they're rigged with a really, like, 30-pound wire and a trap hook and a nose hook. And that seemed to be the ticket. Also, it was kind of hard making Chewilly, but we're, Oh, help me out here, Pete. You know the long fish with the little bill at the end.
Ballyhoo.
Yeah, ballyhoo. That's it. Yeah, the ballyhoo was also working well. But let me tell you, that was it was great wahoo fishing. Also yellowfin tuna, both up on the Iman Bank there, drifting cut squid. You're getting fish into there from 20 to 40 pound fish. But on the Gordo, we had some guys out there that were bringing in some nice 50 to 150 pound tuna from the inner Gordo. So it was, you know, like I say, fabulous trip. On the drive back, we stopped and overnighted three nights in La Bocana. And La Bocana sits on the Pacific side about 100 miles south of Guerrero Negro, which is kind of the halfway point on the Baja. But I'd heard about it. And we stayed there at La Bocana, and they got some nice cabanas there on the beach that we stayed at. And fished 2 days. First day was a little slow. We got some broomtail grouper and a few other fish there. But then on the second day, we headed out a couple of seamounts out about 15 miles and got in some nice yellowtail there. I'd say between 25 and 35 pound grades. So some great fishing there, and both using butterfly jigs and the Solace 6X on the blue and white, and also the scrambled egg. But so anyway, overall a great trip. But man, I'll tell you, it was a long drive. We put in 18 hours yesterday. I got home at midnight, so I'm a little slow this morning.
Yeah, woo, man.
That's a long haul, Cass.
Yeah, it was. You probably should have stopped and overnighted somewhere. But you know, gosh, We got to San Quintin. Let's push for the border. And we finally, you know, got to Ensenada, and we said, all right, let's go. We can do it. And anyway, we finally made it, but it was a long, long day. But my butt's a little sore. Legs are a little stiff, but
arms are sore, a whole deal.
Yeah,
you must be getting old or something, Cass.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think so.
Yeah, but, right. You're the most ageless guy I know, for sure.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Hey,
yeah.
Cass, if anybody wants to go fishing with you anywhere, Christmas Island, all the great stuff that you have going here. Of course, that Christmas Island trip is on our website, too, on our trips page, as well as any other stuff you want to do with Cass is always a good time.
No doubt, man.
It's guaranteed.
Funnest guy to travel with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple spots. I think we got three spots left on the Christmas Island trip. So anybody wants to join us on that trip or any other trips that we do, or just go on your own down into the Mexico, Baja, Central America, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 and check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you a little fresher next Saturday.
See you, Cass, man.
Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls and the local catch report. We're going to find out what's biting here in the second hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad
AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.